Welcome back to another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Twin Cities Orthopedic Studios at Winter Park. Six good questions from you guys. Thanks for sending them in. Let's get to work and answer some of them. The first one comes from Kyle. With Terrence Newman and Captain Munnerlyn still ahead of Waynes, does that hurt his chance to show progression and move up the depth chart, especially when Mackenzie Alexander has played fairly well this preseason? No, not at all. Waynes is showing great progress for the coaches and scouts here at Winter Park at practice, and he did in Mankato at training camp as well, and his preseason tape is pretty good too. Waynes had a good night against the Cincinnati Bengals a couple of weeks ago. So even though Waynes is still kind of that fourth corner, he's still getting enough playing time in preseason games and practice to show progress. I'm optimistic about Waynes' future. Our next question comes from Michael. Any concern that Treadwell hasn't looked like a first rounder so far? I think it's way too early to be concerned about that. In fact, Treadwell looked really good against the Cincinnati Bengals. He had a big third down catch, had multiple catches on the night, and looked really good, especially catching balls in traffic. Rookie wide receivers are usually slow to go, so don't expect big things from Treadwell right away, especially because the Vikings are going to run the ball so much, but I think the sky's the limit for Laquon Treadwell. The next question comes from Lewis in Minnesota. Who are some players you want to see make a play the rest of the preseason? Well, how about Adam Thielen? He's been a big-time player for the Vikings offense. Would like to see him continue that, especially at U.S. Bank Stadium on Sunday. And Jerick McKinnon, he scored a touchdown in Seattle, but we'd like to see him break free for a couple of explosive gains before the preseason concludes. And let's go to defense. How about linebacker Eric Kendricks? If he can be healthy and he can play on Sunday against the Chargers, I'd love to see him turn it loose, run sideline to sideline, make some tackles, defend a pass or two. He is the Vikings' man in the middle of Mike Zimmer's defense, and when he's healthy, he's really good. The next question comes from Maurice. I've always been a big fan of Adam Thielen. Don't you believe he has earned a starting three role? I do. He's been most consistent. While he's been the Vikings' best receiver numbers-wise this preseason, he's got five catches and he had 61 receiving yards in Seattle. He's made some big catches on third down as well. He's the personal protector on the punt team. He can cover kickoffs and he's a backup returner. So Adam Thielen helps the team out in a lot of different ways, but no doubt he's made strides as a wide receiver and he has definitely earned some playing time. I think he'll be in the regular rotation this season. Our next question comes from Eric. David Morgan is the next Rhett Ellison. Love the motor. Well, let's let David be his own player. Everyone wanted to say Rhett was the next Jimmy Kleinsaucer. Rhett's a different player than Jimmy. David is a different player than Rhett. But all of those guys are really good players. The Vikings ask a lot from the tight end position, special teams, offense in the running game, and offense in the passing game. And David Morgan can deliver on all of those fronts. Love what the young guy has done so far. Our final question comes from Pete in Faribault, Minnesota. I don't know what I am more excited for. Week one, a potential Super Bowl run, or 96 questions with B-Rob. Can you verify that B-Rob will be bringing that back? Well, it's one of our most popular videos every single week. Brian loves attention, so I'm sure he's going to want to bring it back. And just in case he's wavering, Brian will double your salary from last year. That should be enough to get him to do it again. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick Six. We're going to be back next week with another edition. We'll react from the Vikings' third preseason game, the opener at U.S. Bank Stadium against the San Diego Chargers. That game Sunday at noon. You can catch it on the national broadcast, which will be produced by Fox and, of course, on the Vikings radio network. Make sure you send your questions into the email address right here at the bottom of the screen, and maybe you can be in next week's Pick Six. Talk to you then.